Why therapy didn't help me with binge eating and how I really healed. Welcome to today's free training. I'm going to dive a little bit into my story as to why traditional therapy didn't help me back then. And then I'm going to talk about how I really got out of binge eating. So, for anyone who is new to my world and doesn't know much about my story, I developed binge eating in my teenage years. I started to diet and I started to restrict a lot. And then I developed binge eating and I thought, I lack willpower, I lack discipline, so I need to be even more strict. And that was the biggest mistake. I tried to be even more strict and I binged more. I was even more strict and then I binged even more again. And then this all turned into this very strong and deep vicious cycle. And I started to believe that I was a food addict, that food addiction is a real thing. Because I read that online, I was very young, I was very easy to influence, and I believed people. And I believed those diets that I saw online that I did. And I was eating so little. So that was the start of my binge eating. And I had a lot of misconceptions around binge eating, where it came from, that I'm addicted to food, like I just said. And I didn't know how to get out. Like, I didn't know the solution to this. And it took me 8 years to figure it out. And between those 8 years, I went to therapy. So I did traditional therapy for around, I think, like 6 months, and then I stopped. I said, I don't need it anymore. I think I'm on a good way and I feel like I got this under control now. So what we did in traditional therapy was we did a lot of like revisiting old childhood trauma. Because it was believed that I binge due to my trauma that I experienced as a child. And also, it was believed that I binge because of low self-esteem, that I binge because I can't handle emotions like stress or sadness, for example. And I was actually recommended to stop going to the gym because the gym is like toxic. You know, because you just train for aesthetics, which is not true. Like, I went to the gym. Of course, I wanted to look good, but my primarily focus was feeling good. You know, like having the escape, feeling like in balance, because I didn't feel so stressed anymore when I went to the gym. It was peace, and I met friends at the gym, so I couldn't really make sense of my therapist suggesting not going to the gym anymore because, in my opinion, it wasn't toxic. So, the most painful thing I went through in therapy was the revisiting of childhood trauma. And what I mean with revisiting, we did, I don't know the terminology, especially not in English, but we chose items in the room and assigned characters to these items. For example, this chair was person A, this chair was person B, and then I was person C sitting here. And then I had to recreate the like certain situations. And that was so painful. Like, that was really painful because that brought back the memories like so alive. You know, when you revisit memories in such detail, the thoughts that you have, they create emotions in the present. Even though it all happened in the past, my mind, like those thoughts, created emotions in the present as if it just happened. So it felt very real, it was very hurtful. And I remember crying on the way to the bus stop, you know, and I was like, how is this going to help me stop binge eating? Like, it just hurt. So In between this time, I started immersing myself into my own research because I already trusted many, many other people before even going to therapy to heal my binge eating. Like, I trusted so many wrong resources, like the wrong people who just wanted to earn money or who just didn't have a clue, who never experienced binge eating. And yeah, I just wasted a lot of money and it actually all made my binge eating worse. And I felt even more defeated. I felt even more hopeless after it didn't work again. I was like, why is there something wrong with me? Like, why doesn't this work? And I spent all this money. Like, it was very frustrating, especially as a student who doesn't have much money. So, as I said, during this time, I was immersing myself into my own research. And that's when I started to learn about the brain, about the mind. Like, even like scientists still don't understand everything about the mind, the brain. It's all very, there's not much, there is a lot of research, but they still quite don't quite understand it. But I immersed myself in everything that I found. I learned about habits. I learned about human evolution. So, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I learned, which will then explain how I got out of binge eating. But just to summarize, therapy didn't help me recover because we focused on the wrong things. We focused on childhood trauma. And I'm not saying that just because I had this experience that it doesn't work for you. Like, this is my experience, and I know many, 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 many people, like even clients from me who resonate with my story, who had the same experience. And I'm not saying this is a one size fits all. Like, maybe therapy works for you. Maybe you need to talk your trauma. You need to talk about your trauma with someone. So I'm not talking about your problem in, I'm not making it small. That's what I wanted to say. But it didn't work for me because we focused on childhood trauma. We focused on me not having self-esteem, and that's why I binge, which was not true. And we focused on me stopping the gym. And we also focused on me being incapable of dealing with stress or sadness. But that wasn't the true cause of my binge eating, which I learned later. So what I learned was that back then, our ancestors, when they had to hunt or gather, they faced periods where food was really short. Food scarcity was a challenge that they faced very, very often. So binge eating, or eating as much as someone can in one sitting, secured their survival. So it's a defense mechanism from our brain, a really smart one. And I actually just recently had someone join my membership who told me, yeah, but I never dieted, but I still binge. And I'm going to get to that in a second because that is also possible, which I will explain with the second thing I learned. So, binge eating can happen when you not eat enough. So, when you diet, for example, you fast, you do keto to lose weight, you do the juice diet, you only eat apples, or you just eat 800 calories because you read this book from this like famous dude who said to eat 800 calories. Then you develop binge eating because you're just not eating enough. Your body needs more. You are approaching weight loss in the wrong way. And I lost 55 pounds by not dieting, by focusing on healthy habits and creating a healthy lifestyle with behaviors I do daily that I stick to. So I created a new lifestyle that I lost weight with, but I can make another live training especially about this if you want. So maybe just comment down below if you want this, and then I can make it. And if you have any questions, you can just drop it here in the comment section and I will answer it. So, where was I? The second thing I learned. So first thing was binge eating being a defense mechanism, and the second thing I learned was that when a behavior is repeated enough times, it becomes deeply ingrained in neural pathways in your brain. So, and that happens because the brain, it likes to run on autopilot. So when you repeat a behavior over and over and over again, the brain remembers the repetition. It recognizes that repeated behavior. So neural pathways become strengthened over and over and over again. And the reason the brain likes to run on autopilot is because it saves energy. Saving energy is great for survival. It really makes sense from that perspective. So habits are amazing. We have many, many habits. Humans have so many habits, and they can be very amazing and helpful. But when it comes to overeating or binge eating behaviors, habits can be very problematic if we are not taught about habits. You know, like no one teaches about habits. It's all about you have food addiction. You should allow yourself everything because it's diet mindset otherwise. Like we deserve to eat sweets and cookies, and if our body wants that. Like I heard this argument before. And also the entire society is about us not being able to deal with stress or sadness. We're eating our feelings away, like food addiction there, food addiction here. It's all about that. Like it's no one talks about habits. You know, no one talks about the brain, how the brain operates. So what happened was that as I said at the start of when I went into like binge eating and like dieting, I binged. And then I restricted again. I binged and I followed the urges from my brain again. I binged, then I restricted, followed the urges, I binged. And that was like this whole cycle. And I actually taught my brain to keep producing those urges. It learned this through so much repetition. My brain learned to keep generating urges. That's what you need to remember from this life training. That is really important because it explains why you still want to binge after you stop dieting, when you eat intuitively. You know? So when you stop dieting and you eat intuitively, and then you still want to binge, and then you're like, I must be addicted to food. Which is where this big misconception is actually coming from. So people start to believe they are addicted to food because they still want to binge, even though they eat enough. They're not hungry, but they still want to binge. It must be food addiction. So big misconception here, and that's what binge eating really was. And now back to my new member in the membership who said, I never dieted. So this can be explained with it being a habit. Like even if it's not like binge eating out of a survival mechanism because she's not eating enough. Like even if it's not that, it could just be that she started to overeat because she went through something stressful or because some family circumstances where she had to empty her plate every time, like they had, you know, like families sometimes have certain opinions about food and how you should eat, and due to a lot of repetition in childhood, it can become a habit. And this is also where a lot of misconceptions are being formed when people, for example, they come home from work, they are stressed, then they binge. And it feels good to give in. Everyone knows that. It feels good because your brain is pressuring you with these urges. They make you feel anxious. You know, they make you feel so pressured. They don't feel comfortable. Everyone knows that. So you come home, you can't stand the urge, you give in. And your brain remembers that. It remembers it. And that's when a habit can be created too. The next time you come home stressed from work, your brain generates an urge again. Then you follow it, you binge. The next time, your brain is very likely to do it again, and then this behavior becomes deeply ingrained, and then the misconception is formed. I binge because I can't handle stress. I binge because of my job. And that's also where a lot of therapists get this wrong, or other coaches, where they believe, okay, this is your job, you need to change jobs, or you need to learn to deal with stress. We all can handle emotions. You know, like it's not like you are suddenly unable to feel stress. But I'm not talking about an overwhelming amount of stress, which is not healthy. You know, that's something different. I'm just talking about like general stress from work that you were able to handle all of this time. Or like even stressful situations in your life before. It's not like suddenly you can't handle stress or you can't handle sadness. So that's where, as I said, misconceptions can be formed. And how you get out of this, whether your habit formed through dieting, whether it is an overeating habit after work, or because you feel sad or whatever, you have to break that initial habit pattern. So, what I mean with the initial habit pattern is that when you follow the urge, when your brain generates an urge, you follow it and eat. That is like the habit pattern in a nutshell. And by interrupting it, by not acting on the urge, you interrupt it, you create a pause, and you rewire your brain. You break the initial habit pattern. But you need to do that over and over and over again. It just doesn't work if you just do it one time. You have to repeatedly not act on urges. If it's a deeply ingrained behavior, just like in my case, I needed to break the habit pattern multiple, multiple times, along with eating enough. You know, because if you keep dieting, like I said in the first part of this life training, you will cause your brain to generate urges. So that is important. And breaking the habit pattern, I know I always say that it sounds easy on paper, you know, just resisting urges. But it's easier said than done, I know. But it's something you can get to with hard work. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. You have to work for it. You have to practice waiting out your urges because you will get stronger every time. But not if you're still going to continue eating 1,000 calories, because then your brain has an actual reason to produce urges, to perceive a real threat to survival. So that was, in a summary, my story of why therapy didn't help me and how I actually got out. And if you want my help on resisting urges, if you want my help with weight loss, and you want to learn how to build healthy habits for weight loss, and you want help with resisting really intense cravings, I have some amazing, amazing modules inside my membership that will teach you exactly this. Those modules are so easy to watch. I talk in a very simple and easy to understand way, and they're not too long. So you watch them, and then on top of that, if you join for level one in the membership, we have three levels. In level one, you get one question per week where I help you to stay on track. I help you get your question answered that you have that week, so you know how to proceed. You get your questions answered. And if you want more support, you just join level two or level three, where you get more support during the week. But you can just read about that in the link I will drop you here. You can also find it in the Instagram highlight called membership. You will find all the info there. And if you really want to break out of binge eating, if you want to lose weight and feel amazing and confident again, this is your place to be. It's an amazing community, and you have all the resources you need, and you have me by your side. And I can't wait to see you there, and I will see you in the next life training. Okay, bye.